In Britain, a new group wants to keep Robin Hood firmly planted in the Shire of Nottingham, known as Robin, or R-O-B-I-N, for Robin Only Belongs in Notts. The group was created after Yorkshire officials challenged Nottingham's claim to the legend.
There's not one scrap of evidence, not one record, not one document, nothing that actually proves any connection whatsoever between Robin Hood and Nottingham.
David Hinchliffe is a Member of Parliament from Yorkshire. In February, he filed a motion insisting that Yorkshire also has ties to Robin Hood. Hinchliffe cites Yorkshire's medieval archives as evidence. They show a Hood family from Wakefield, Yorkshire, and also mention a man named Robert Hode. Some historians believe he was the real Robin Hood. But centuries of legend have Robin Hood clashing with a certain infamous sheriff of Nottingham. And the current sheriff of Nottingham, John Hartshorn, believes Yorkshire should keep its hands off Robin Hood. He suggests Yorkshire stick to its own traditions.
I think one of their greatest icons, which has been sort of played down a lot, is the humble Yorkshire pudding, which in culinary terms is an absolute gem, a wonder, because it can be utilized at any course of a dinner party.
But British historian Stephen Knight reckons the debate is a trifling matter.
These town councils are partly sort of being rather unpleasantly modern and chasing the tourist dollar, but also in some way they're trying to claim the holy places of this mythic hero.
Either way, the legend of Robin Hood remains a tale of rebellion. Yorkshiremen might spin their attempted coup as a modern twist on the folk tale, stealing from the rich to give to the poor.